Our story allows different people to work together to generate a digital narrative. So it lends itself ideally to a group of students who want to work together on a particular topic and theme and contribute different elements to that. There are two aspects to our story which set it aside. There's a chronological feature, a timeline, so the different content that you add is date stamped with the date of your choosing. It's not like a blog where it's today's date and time that's added to the post. You choose what date or what date, what range of dates are appropriate for each post. And the other element which is important is the collaboration and the connections that you make with other people on our story. So you can set up a group of family and friends, and that can be the group of students that are working together. And then they can each contribute across each other's timelines. And the things that they can contribute are stories, and they're like blog posts. So each story contains different elements. They can contribute pictures, and they can contribute video. The pictures they can contribute can come from a Flickr account, but that's probably not going to be likely in a school context. But they can be uploaded too. So they could be photos that were taken on a field trip. They could be photos that they already have. They could be photos that they've downloaded, hopefully Creative Commons ones, from Flickr or Google. Videos can be brought in from YouTube. So we can make fairly rich media posts. One thing that's quite useful or important or significant certainly is that content is king. Students can often get distracted with fripperies, so layout and fonts and colour and all that kind of thing, and themes. That's not the case here. Our story takes care of that, and it's the text that you enter together with the media that you associate with it that are important. So each story or post starts off with a date stamp. You choose what date or a range of dates applies to that. You then add the text, you add it to a category and tag it. You can add a geographical location on a Google map if you wish. You choose who can see it, so whether it's public or only the connections that they have, the group that they have together. And then you add the photos or photo and videos which are appropriate to that. And then that adds that story to the developing timeline. Now, people also contribute to that too, and that's where the connection feature is in. So different students all contributing to the same timeline.